Okay, let's go on here to, let's see, Amy, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Dr. Wright. My mom has had two known episodes of AFib, and she takes Eliquis and metoprolol. And I'm wondering, would D-ribose help her?
Yes, and it wouldn't mess with the AFib. It would help her heart be stronger. Now you can, and there's many studies on that.
Okay.
You can hear the music, ma'am. If you'll hold on till after the break, there's some more stuff we can go over too, okay? Let's get back to Amy. Thank you for waiting, Amy. Are you still with us?
I'm still there, yep.
Okay, well, that ribose was a very good idea. You must have been reading up on it. Thank you. I like talking to folks who are proactive about health issues. And yes, ribose does not mess with the blood sugar. It doesn't seem to have adverse effects, but it does help to re-energize those heart muscle cells. So that's one thing that you can go with. A couple of others, and then I'm going to refer you to an author and some books,
okay,
would be, of course, L-carnitine. I'm sorry. Wait, this sister has atrial fibrillation, you said?
Oh, it's my mom, yeah.
Your mom. She's
Yeah.
got atrial fibrillation. Okay. Well, there are four minerals that are known to settle down atrial fibrillation. To find out if your mom needs them, one of the easy ways is to get what's called a hair mineral analysis done. If you wish, you can order one directly through Meridian Valley Laboratory. And I'm sorry, Washington is one of 27 states where you can order your own lab tests.
Okay.
Of course, insurance won't cover it, but then again, the insurance never does cover hair mineral analysis. It's just against their principles or something.
Okay.
And that will tell you which minerals are low and which ones are adequate and which ones may be high. The four we're looking for are magnesium, copper, manganese, and selenium. Now,
Okay.
all four of those, if they happen to be low, then getting them in there can help cut down on abnormal heartbeat. Now, there's also an amino acid that will help. And amino acids are usually thought of building blocks of protein, but there's this one particular amino acid called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
And in addition to building new brain cells, ma'am, it actually regulates electrical activity. And I work with some folks who found that taurine, a couple of grams a day, and what do you know? They don't have any more abnormal heartbeat.
Oh, that's good.
They've also covered their magnesium, copper, manganese, and selenium. But taurine is a safe amino acid. If a person wanted to take 2 grams a day, one certainly could.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's some things for you. There's a lot of other folks waiting. So
Okay, that's great. Hey, thanks for your help.
you're welcome, ma'am. But let me give you an author, and you
Okay.
can put in, it's Dr. Stephen, and spelled just like Stephen usually is with a PH, and then Sinatra,
Oh, I know
like the
him.
singer.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You can look at his books. You'll find some
Okay.
more ideas in there, too.
Okay, thank you.